It's the Reader's Notebook for Tuesday, May 1st, 2018. Today is the birthday of English writer and politician Joseph Addison, born in 1672 in Wiltshire. Today, his name is usually coupled with that of his longtime friend Richard Steele, with whom he founded the Spectator magazine. Together with Steele, Addison would contribute the majority of the content for three of the most influential periodicals of the 18th century, The Tatler, The Spectator, and The Freeholder, all of which set standards for literary taste and criticism that would endure throughout the remainder of the century. Addison was also an accomplished poet and playwright, and his tragedy Cato would become one of the most popular plays of the 18th century. It deals with such themes as individual liberty versus government tyranny, logic versus emotion, and Cato's personal struggle to stay true to his beliefs in the face of death. The play was a success throughout England, Ireland, and the Americas. It continued to grow in popularity, especially in the American colonies, for several generations. A literary inspiration for the American Revolution, it was well known to many of the founding fathers, including George Washington, who had it performed for the Continental Army while they were encamped at Valley Forge. Some scholars believe that several famous quotations from the Revolution were inspired by Cato, including Patrick Henry's famous ultimatum, "Give me liberty or give me death," and Nathan Hale's reported last words, "I regret that I have but one life to lose for my country." Addison is best remembered, though, as having perfected the form of the periodical essay. His writings articulated his political and philosophical leanings so clearly that they would go on to influence a number of writers and politicians in the 1700s, including Samuel Johnson, Thomas Jefferson, and John Adams. Addison was educated at Lambertown University and Charterhouse School, where he first met Richard Steele, and at Queen's College, Oxford. He excelled in classics and was especially noted for his Latin verse. His first major work, A Book About the Lives of English Poets, was published in 1694. He obtained the friendship of Lord Somers, a wealthy patron who provided him with the means to travel, study politics, and hone his writing skills. Addison would remain on the continent for 4 years, returning in 1703, when the death of his patron cut short his term abroad. For a short time, his circumstances were somewhat strained, but the English victory at the Battle of Blenheim in 1704 gave him a fresh opportunity to distinguish himself. The government wished the event commemorated by a poem, and Addison was commissioned to write it. The result gave such satisfaction that he was appointed a commissioner of appeals. Other political advancements followed for Addison, but the later years of his life were less fortunate. His health failed, and he died June 17, 1719, at age 47. The character of Joseph Addison, if somewhat cool and unimpassioned, was pure, magnanimous, and kind. The charm of his manners and conversation made him one of the most popular and admired men of his day. His style in his essays is remarkable for its ease, its clarity and grace, and for an inimitable and sunny humor which never soiled and never hurt. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for May 1st, 2018. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.